Okay, so we left off last week. We were talking about the unique status of Maaser Sheni as it relates to three different areas of halacha. Of course, first and foremost, we were focusing on Dal Minim, apparent in terms of the Lagazel. So the Gemara discussed the possibility of being Yaitzi, the mitzvah of Dal Minim, with an Esrog that comes from Maaser Sheni. Then the Gemara connected this to the issue of matzah. Could it be Yaitzi matzah with grain that comes from Maaser Sheni? And the Gemara connected this to challah. They were obligated in a freshest challah on a dough that was made with grain that came from Maaser Sheni. So to all three, so the Gemara suggested that this should depend on a machlekes hatanoim. What our take is about Maaser Sheni. How do we view Maaser Sheni? Fundamental machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon, that's the truth of Maaser's Kedushin, is Maaser Sheni basically mamon hedyot? It really is my personal property. True, there are certain halachic limitations what I'm allowed to do with it. I can only eat in Yerushalayim, I have to only eat in Bitar, etc. But bottom line is, I'm eating it. I'm not giving it to a kohen. It's not a korban. I'm not giving it to a levi. I'm eating it myself. I'm choosing what I want to invite for the meal. And therefore, it's fundamentally mamon hedyot. Although I say no, that there are so many kedusha-oriented aspects of Maaser Sheni that it's almost viewed the eyes of no longer being your mamon. In terms of cheshemish, in terms of any mamon, it's not really yours. It's what's called mamon gavola. So the test case is, can you be mekadesh nisha with Maaser Sheni? I'm going to be mekadesh nisha with an apple of Maaser Sheni. If you hold the Maaser Sheni as mamon hedyot, then it should work. If you hold that's mamon gavola, then it's not going to work. So that was the background of the sukkah. So then the Gemara rattled off one after another and said, well, if you hold Maaser Sheni as mamon gavola, so it's not yours. It's not yours. You can't be Yotze Matzi. It can't be Yotze Dalminin. You're not Chayv and Chala. Because all three of those halachas have a din of Lachem connected to them. So that was pretty clear in the Gemara. Problem was, when we got to the Rambam, things became significantly less clear. Because the Rambam paskins in all three of those cases that we do basically equate Maaser Sheni with private property. We don't exclude it based on Lachem. You could be Yotze Dalminim, you could be Yotze Matzah, Yechayev and Chala. So our initial reaction would be great. The Rambam must paskin, Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. Wrong, because the Rambam paskins explicitly, I'm a Kaddish with Maaser Sheni, and I'm a Kodeshes. So we had a very, very serious problem. So how do you understand, conceptually, the Rambam, how could it be that Maaser Sheni, on the one hand, is not yours, it's Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavok, and I'm a Kodeshes. On the other hand, all these halachas that revolve around mamonis and revolve around lochem, somehow the Rambam ignores that concern. If everything is great, everything is unkidori. Now, truth to be told, there is a textual problem with the Rambam as well, because and the Gemara seem to connect it to the Shaila, but that's really not the end of the world, because there are other Gemaras, other indications in Shas that maybe not everybody agrees to what it says in Sukkot of Lamed Hay. It's very possible, maybe other sugyas that are noted there against what Asug is saying, but conceptually it's a big problem because Lechor Asug is right. Lechor, it's an open and shut case. If it's Mamun Gavoa, how in the world could be Lechem? If it's Mamun Gavoa, how could it be Yaitse Mach? If it's Mamun Gavoa, why Yechad and Chala? How in the world could that be? So we began at the very end of the shiur last week to analyze the Rambam, Inuchas Ishus, and this Rambam is going to become really the breakthrough for our entire understanding of the Sugya. It's a Rambam, Inuchas Ishus, let's say for Noshim, Inuchas Ishus, Perkei Alocha Dalet. So the Rambam says, Kitcha b'maisa sheni, bein b'shegig b'be meizah enim kodeshes. The Rambam says, unequivocally, if you try to be mekadesh nisha b'maisa sheni, forget it, she's not kodeshes. Why? So we're all geared up for the Rambam to say, because b'maisa sheni b'maisa gavoa, which is not exactly what he says. Why enim kodeshes? The Rambam l'fisha ein l'lasas b'shach hafotzah. Well, the Rambam starts talking to you and saying, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is asr. You're not supposed to be Mekadesh Nisha. You're not supposed to be using Maaser Sheni for personal usages. Now, that in and of itself is startling because the Rambam is discussing whether the woman is in a position. I'm not really interested whether I did something that requires an Achet on Yom Kippur. My Echpati, whether I did an Aveira, doing an Aveira, that in and of itself is not invalidated Kedushin. A claim to Mekadesh Grusha, the Muslim Kodeshes. So the Rambam is starting off almost on the wrong foot. He's telling you what you're not allowed to be doing. Ein l'las l'shach ha'fotzim. Ashi is chalo. And just in case you don't know, how do you know that you're not allowed to do something, you know, private with Maaser Sheni, mommy? Lashemu, it belongs to the Baruch Shalom. But the Rambam didn't say, Eina Mekudesh, just the fee shekidesh, but not Hashem Shalom. If a Mekadesh Nisha with something that's stolen goods, she's Eina Mekudesh, because you can't do a kid in Kesem, something you don't know. Why didn't the Rambam say black and white? Ein mekudesh, it's because it's not yours. So comes Reb Chaim and says, you see from the Rambam, a gevaldike yisoid in the sugya of Ma'aseh Sheni Bama Gevoah. Says Reb Chaim, Ma'aseh Sheni Bama Gevoah does not mean what it sounds like. It does not mean that you don't own the Ma'aseh Sheni. You do own Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni Bama Gevoah means as follows. There are halachas that govern the proper usage of Ma'aseh Sheni. You are not supposed to be using Ma'aseh Sheni for private things. That's the Torah says, L'Hashem Hu. The only thing you're supposed to do in Ma'aseh Sheni, unless you're deeming it, is coming to Shalayim, eating a Kedusha V'Tahara. That is the only option available. That is the only halachically sanctioned activity to be done with Ma'aseh Sheni, L'Hashem Hu. Anytime you do something else, you're breaking the rules. You're trespassing in Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni. What do we do with that piece of information? That's where the sugya Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gevoah comes in, says Reb Chaim. Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gevoah means the Torah says that if you misused Ma'aseh Sheni, you used Ma'aseh Sheni for purposes that were not warranted, the Torah cancels and negates and revokes anything you try to do. You try to use it for personal usage, you try to be Mekadesh Nisha with it, you try to sell it, you try to give it as a gift. Says Reb Chaim in the Sarama, Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gevoah is a make-believe. It doesn't mean that the Mechir is not Chal, doesn't mean the Kedusha is not Taifis because you don't own it. What it means is the violation of Isser of Ma'aseh Sheni is going to, not only Lechat Chil did something wrong, that Gufa will invalidate the Chalais that you tried to accomplish. The Torah is Machshavit Kibam Mam Gevoah. The same way that if something is Mam Gevoah, you can't be Mekadesh, it's not yours. The same way with Mam Gevoah, you try to sell, it's not going to work. Same way with Mam Gevoah, you can't give it as a gift. If you violate Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni, that's going to be canceled and negated by the Torah. That's what Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gevoah, with quotation marks, means. It means it's Dino K'mam Gevoah vis-a-vis Bittul HaChalois. But Tachlis, who owns Ma'aseh Sheni, says Reb Chaim Das Rambam, you do. It's 100% yours in Dino Mamanus. You can't be Mekadesh Nisha with it. You've made the Evid. You can't sell a B'di'evin. You can't give it a B'tal B'di'evin. You can't do anything with a B'di'evin. But you want to know who owns it? You own it. And that's why you can be Yetzi Matzah, you can be Yetzi Dal Ninim, you can be Yechai Ben Chala, the works. So I state Reb Chaim B'dasara. So everybody said, we're going to challenge Reb Chaim. Let's analyze this Reb Chaim for a moment and see. Is this conventional wisdom? What Reb Chaim is saying with Dasi Rambam, do we have reason to believe that others disagree with this presentation, this formulation of Reb Chaim? So there is a sugya that appears in Bava Metzia. I didn't tend to bring Bava Metzia, but we'll say it a little bit the Balpeh. So we may have Bava Metzia available, but we'll say it quickly the Balpeh. But the Gemara is talking about the details of Pidyon Hekdesh. Din is when you have a Dovah Shel Kodesh, so you have to redeem it. And you can give it to the basic Mekdesh, it's wonderful. But let's say the basic Mekdesh isn't particularly interested in it. So the guy's Mekdesh's car. The basic Mekdesh doesn't need another car. What the basic Mekdesh could use is someone could redeem the car, and you could take the money and use it for things the basic Mekdesh needs. Like somebody gave a car as a gift to our shul. Somebody, I don't know, not someone from the shul, somebody, I don't know exactly what the story was. Somebody said donated a car to the shul. It's a 1990 car. It's sitting in the shul driveway for the last 6 months. At some point, someone's got to sell it and make a few dollars so we can pay the electricity bills, whatever. That's the goal of that car. The car's not going to, we're not using it as the shul car to ride around town in. So, Havdil, but that's the same model you have at the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody donates something to the Beis HaMikdash that the Bechlal can't use. So the Beis HaMikdash redeems it and they get the money, the cash. They use the cash, what they can use. So when you play the Hekdash, it goes without saying, you have to pull it with the right amount. If someone was makdish, let's say a table to the basic mikdash, doesn't need an extra table. So let's say the table is evaluated, it's worth $500. So you give $500 to the basic mikdash and you get the table. Easy, simple. What if a person cheated the basic mikdash? What if a person went ahead and said, oh, that table, I don't want to give $500. I'm going to give a nickel to the basic mikdash. I'm going to be paid to that hekdish on a nickel, on a pruta. The Gemara says that hekdish of a manish echila of a pruta b'chula. But b'di'eved, the pigeon is chal. But the other, the chul is chal, even though it doesn't really correspond to what the price is. The Gemara says, you know why? Because ain't a no like deshos. When I buy something from you, and if I cheat you on the price, Now, that invalidates the entire sale, depending on how bad the price mistake was. If I cheated you a very, very, very insignificant amount of money, what the Mishnah, the Gemara says in Bar Metzia, less than a sixth of what the value of the item was, then we assume that the average person was probably Meichlin, and you forget about it. If I cheated you a sixth, so people are already nervous about that, so then I'm entitled to get my money back. You're entitled to get your money back, but if I cheated you more than a sixth, you can come to the Beis and say you want the whole sale to be revoked. Mechachtals. That's the whole sugya is in the fourth paragraph of Metzia about the details of Onah, but the Mechach, etc. Comes and says, this whole sugya of Onah, but the Mechach doesn't apply to Hektish. A Hektish ain't Onah like Deshish. How do you know that? It's possible in Chumash. The whole makor of cheating people in prices and all the ramifications thereof are derived from Sukkim and Pashas Bahar. But speak about Ton Ishas Ochiv. Amisecha means your friend, your neighbor, your co-religionist. Whereas Hektish, which is a different entity, so ain't an oleg dish. So bottom line, the Gemara says that if I cheated Hektish, the Eved can't do anything about it. The Eved opinion Hektish is chal. The Gemara just tells us that you're not allowed to do it. It's a terrible thing to do, but the Eved it works. The only time you're allowed to cheat Hektish is Bizman Hazeh. Why? In the olden days, when they said Mikdash, if a person was Machdash a table, so now you're going to be paid to the table and you're going to give $1,000 to Hektish. Hektish is going to use the money. They're going to take the money, they're going to buy things that they do need. They need some more gold, they need a paint job, whatever things that they're, whatever their tzorach and medical advice are, they'll use the money. So it's not right. What's going to happen with the money that you're paid with? You're going to throw it into the garbage anyway, you throw it into the river anyway, because the money is the Nisim Elon, the money. The money, when I'm paid the Hektish, the money gets Kedusha on it. So I'm going to have to throw it and discard it into the river. So why should I waste more money? Instead of wasting a pruto, why should I waste $1,000? So since anyway, b'diyeh, the pigeon's chal, so the Gemara says that Hektish of a money shalom of a pruto b'diyeh is good, so therefore b'smanazeh, you should do it even l'chad chila, because Islam says, hefseh mamon, throw the extra $1,000 into the garbage. So those are the basic dinim that govern Hektish. Hektish is b'sman ha-mikdosh, which is supposed to be l'chad chila b'shavyo, b'diyeh is good b'pruto, b'smanazeh, it's even l'chad chila. Some of you may remember, I gave a shiur a couple of months ago. I still remind me, I still haven't even taken care of it yet. Somebody came to me a few months ago, and they brought me some jewelry that they had found, and they were cleaning up the parents' house, and they found some jewelry. It wasn't even the parents. It had been given to them by some other relative. There was a big note in the jewelry that said that I want this jewelry to be used when the temple in Jerusalem is rebuilt. I want this to be used as part of the holy vessels. I'm declaring this should be part of the Holy Temple Fund. The guy came to the answer, we weren't supposed to do that. I said, it's Hektish Gomer. So this is their ice to use it. He used the Chaim Elon that. First was Mamish Makdish. He said, Pem Holland is Makdish Lashemayim. So I said, we have to do a pigeon Hektish on it. It was my Pshia. I meant to be Masada, this pigeon Hektish a while ago. It's not such a complicated thing. You just take that coin, you transfer the Kedusha, then you discard the coin. I just never got around to putting it in my mouth. I try to remember to do it in the next. it's good mitzvah. The Rambam says, well, try to grab whatever mitzvah you can. Drink and say, it's mitzvah. So pigeon Hektish is also mitzvah. So grab a cup around extra mitzvah. You never know what puts you over the top. So the din is, again, when it comes to pigeon Hektish, so we have this din of Ein Onah L'Hekdeshos, that's going to save you. And therefore, you don't have to give the full amount. So there's a Tosus that writes, and we follow this in Shulchan Aruch, that writes that the same way that Hektish of a man shechilah of a pruta is mechulah b'di'evet, and therefore b'zman hazeh can do even l'chadchila, the same is true when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni, let's say b'zman, b'zman shakayim, so there's nothing wrong with being part of Ma'aseh Sheni, as long as you're outside Yerushalayim, the Torah says l'chadchila, you're not a part of Ma'aseh Sheni. But again, the same story, you're supposed to be pulled to it for the right amount. Why should you cheat out Ma'aseh Sheni? What if b'di'evet I cheated Ma'aseh Sheni? What if b'zman hazeh, I wanted l'chadchila to cheat Ma'aseh Sheni? Is that okay or not? So Tosfos writes, that's okay. Shulchan Aruch Paskens, that's okay. Baladu, b'zman hazeh, that's what we do all the time. When we're paid the Ma'aseh Sheni, we don't give the full amount. We give a makeshift, we give a pruta's worth, that's it. We don't throw the whole, we don't give $1,000 into the garbage. We throw one pruta into the, we always do it in yeshiva every third and sixth year. So when there's a mitzvah beer, Ma'aseh Sheni, the beer of the most Ma'aseh Sheni, we take all the Ma'aseh Sheni coins and we throw it into a container of hydrochloric acid in the YU Chem Lab, and it goes up literally in smoke, but it goes up in acid. And that's a beer of Ma'aseh Sheni. Before that, people used to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and people who live near the Yam HaMelech, they throw it into the ocean. Wherever you have to throw it, you discard the coins in a way they'll never get those coins back again. So when we do Chutzlaretz, sometimes we do Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni Chutzlaretz also, we have some stuff from Eretz Yisrael. Nobody today takes $1,000 worth of coins. You take one little tiny coin, one fruit, one nickel, one check, or whatever. You take a little bit, and you fold that onto that coin. How can we do that? We're cheating Meshachem. The answer is it's a joke. We're not cheating anybody. Meshachem is not going to get the money anyway. No one's going to use that money for Meshachem. It's going to throw it out anyway. So we rely on this din of Hekdesh and Amanish Chulash Avaputa all the time when it comes to Pidim Meshachem. Asks the Vilna Gaon, he doesn't understand what right do we have to do that. What, just because the Gemara says that you can be paid on a pruta, even though it's worth a lot more vis-a-vis paid in Hekdesh, how do we know that we can extrapolate from Hekdesh to Meshachem? It's not the same thing. The two different areas of Avacha. When it comes to Hekdesh, the only reason why we're allowed to do such a stunt is because it's not a Misecha, because it's not private property, because it doesn't belong to you. So therefore, it's not included in the parishes of Torah of Ono. But Meshachem, who says Meshachem is covered by that din? So Zok the Gra, and you're a day, and Bira Gra, and you're a day, and says, no. Says the Gra, it depends. If you hold Meshachem, I'm in Hedyot, it's private property, then you're right, it's not a Pella, then you would not be able to be put the Meshachem the way we do. The way we put the Meshachem would not be effective, according to the Gra, if you would subscribe to the view of Meshachem, I'm in Hedyot. Baruch Hashem, we pass, give Meshachem, I'm in Gavoa. And since Baruch Hashem, we pass, give Gavoa, therefore, it's treated in Chesha Mishra, it's treated indeed in Mammon, it's hektish. It's a hektish to Gedin. And as a hektish to Gedin, therefore, it's subject to the rule of Eilon El Hekdeshos, and that's what enables us to cheat Hekdesh and Meshachem. It doesn't bother. We have no qualms in cheating Hekdesh and Meshachem is Manazah, because Meshachem is the same in Dinim Mammon as Hekdesh. So I state in Biragwa on your day. Chora, according to Reb Chaim, that's not correct. Because according to Reb Chaim, the nafkamina, whether you hold Meshachem Mum Gavoa Mum and Hedya, does not impact who owns the object. According to Chaim, everybody owns the object. According to Chaim, Zik and the Ram, of course everybody owns the object. The whole shail is, if you went ahead and you violated the halachas that govern the usage of the object, does the Torah invalidate what you did with the evidence? That's a very, very, very long-winded description. When Chazal didn't want to say such a long phrase, so they coined the phrase called Mum and Gavoya. But it's not really Mum. It's a joke. It's not really Mum Gavoa. Nobody says it's really Mum Gavoa. So since it's not really Mum Gavoa, therefore argues the Gra. Since it's not really Mum Gavoa, according to Reb Chaim, why should that be called Ein Ono Hekdeshos? The Gra's kasha was, why are we equating Meshachem to Hekdesh? So the only defense that the Gra could come up with was to say that Meshachem is basically in its heart and soul, in its essence, in its kishkas, it's really Hekdesh, because Meshachem Mum Gavoa. That's not true according to Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, even if you hold Meshachem Mum Gavoa, it doesn't really mean it. Meshachem Mum Gavoa, according to Reb Chaim, really means Mum and Hedyo. Everybody agrees it's Mum and Hedyo. So if it's really truly being a Mum and Mum and Hedyo, it should be included in Lami Secha. If it's included in Lami Secha, it should be a big problem. It should be a problem for us, Bizman Azeh, because the only reason why we sanction Pidyon on a Pruta, the Chachira today, is because B'dievet, it's okay, even Bizman HaMikdash. But if it wouldn't be okay B'dievet, then we can't do it. How in the world can we do such a thing? So it's mucha for the minig ha'olam. The feeling is nice. It's mucha for the minig ha'olam. But our understanding of Mammon, Meshachem Mum Gavoa is kipshutai. It's not like Reb Chaim's understanding of Dasar. The Rambam maybe had a different understanding, but it doesn't seem to be in sync with the way we understand it. We seem to assume that Meshachem Mum Gavoa means kipshutai kemashmo. So this idea that we're questioning Reb Chaim's, we're not questioning Reb Chaim's view in the Rambam. Reb Chaim's a gevaldik diak in the Rambam. It's a great diak in the Rambam, and it also fits into all the sugyas and sukkot of Lamedei beautifully, and everything is up covering over Shalom. I'm just pointing out that it's not necessarily, not every shul Torah of everybody is necessarily Oiska Ha'atma Halacha. In Rishayin, the emphasis, you see Beferish, the war Rishayin Beferish, who understood Maisa Sheni Mam Gavol, Mamash Kipshut Kimashma. There's a Ravid in Taras Konim, is the parish of the Tanam, Tere Vayikra, so we have a parish at Ravid. The Perish arrived in the end of the Sefer Vayikra when the Torah speaks about Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. He talks about Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni and Parshas Rei and Parshas Chukosai. So the Parshas Chukosai, when the Ravid understood a certain statement that the Torah is calling him, the question is raised, if a person, let's say, separated Ma'aseh Sheni, and he's on his way to Yerushalayim to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni, and then the fellow dies, as Yorishim Yoresh to Ma'aseh Sheni, it's a Shechet of Yerusha Ma'aseh Sheni. That concept makes sense. So the Ravid writes in the middle of the discussion of this Torah is calling him, writes, it depends. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mum and Hedyo, so why not? Why can't the Ma'aseh go be Yerusha? If it belongs to him, Reuven owns property, Reuven owns a car, Reuven dies, this car goes to his sons. If you hold the Ma'aseh Sheni Mum Gavoa, then obviously it doesn't go be Yerusha. That's as a state in life. According to Reb Chaim, but that's around, that would not be true. According to Reb Chaim, of course Ma'aseh Sheni is going to go be Yerusha. Bein, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mum and Hedyo, Bein, if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mum Gavoa, it's going to go be Yerusha. Because Ma'aseh Sheni Mum Gavoa doesn't really mean the Mum Gavoa. It means that You're not allowed to be Makadosh and Isha because that's a violation of Kadosh Lashem, and therefore, B'diavad, we make believe it's not yours. But of course it's yours. So according to Chaim's board, it should be a Rusha of Ma'aseh Shein L'chol Adayas, and the Rabbi should be Feirish not the one. So again, I'm not being, not for me to argue with Chaim. I'm not arguing with Chaim's Shrat in the Rambam. I'm just being Ma'aseh that notwithstanding how glut Reb Chaim's Shrat is in the Lashon HaRav and Menachos Ishus, notwithstanding how great Reb Chaim's beer is in explaining why the Rambam's able to juggle all these dinim and say that my Sashenim and Gavon still paskin here to Dalmin and Matz and Nechayim and Chala. Reb Chaim's beer is Gavon with us at Rambam, but from the Minigo Oilam in terms of how we have played the my Sashenim practically with Manazeh on a Pruta, seems to be assuming that indeed the moments is not really yours. It's basically you're hiding behind Hekdeshus. If you're hiding behind that equation of my Sashenim is a Hekdesh, that's tantamount to say my Sashenim and Gavon means exactly what it sounds like, not the fancy razzle dazzle shot. It means Pshutta Kamashmal. And another Rishonim, you find that the Ravid who accepts the possibility of Yerusha by Ma'aseh Sheni, at least if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Hedjot, but if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Gavah, they're not, so then that also doesn't seem to fit into the pattern of Reb Chaim. But now getting back to Masechus Sukkah, let's go back for a moment, back to the Aflam and Hamid Aleph, to the issue of Ma'aseh Sheni as it plays out for the three different mitzvahs. So that's Aflam and Hamid Aleph. So let's pick it up from Gufa. It's about 10 lines or so up from the bottom. The first line is Yedei Chavasar. There are two lines every Yedei Chavasar. It's the second line. Gufa, Amr Vasi. Esok Shemai Sesheni, Ladiv Rabbi Meir, in other words, Yedei Chavasar Biyomzik. If you have an Esok of Mais Sesheni, according to Rabbi Meir, who says, you can't be Makash Nisha, Mais Sesheni, Mam Gavola, it's not going to work for Lulav. Ladiv Chacham, according to the Chacham, who holds Mais Sesheni, Mam Hedyot, Adam Yedei Chavasar Biyomzik, why not? Second statement of Asi. Ma'atzah Shemai Sesheni. The Dibra B'Meir, in Adam Yetzvei Dechavos V'Pesach. The Dibra Chacham, Adam Yetzvei Dechavos V'Pesach. Again, two nafkamin is the same basic idea. Third, Isa Shemai Sesheni. If you have a dough of Mai Sesheni grain, the Dibra B'Meir, Petum V'Nechal, V'Chom V'Chayos V'Chal. So we have three cases, all three the same. Says the Gemara, not so fast at all. Ma'atzah Lora Popo. Bishlom Isa Ksiv, Reishis Arisa Sechen. I understand why you're not having challah on a Ma'aseh Sheni dough, because it's not a Risa Sechen, it has to be your dough. That's coming to exclude Ma'aseh Sheni. Esrog Nami, Ksiv Lachem. Esrog is a no-brainer. It says Lachem, Yishal Lachem. Alam Ba'atzev, Ksiv Matzaschem. It says Matzaschem, the Erev Tochel Matzaschem. It doesn't say there's a din of Lachem and Matzah. So what was Rav Asi's premise? How did Rav Asi know to lump together Matzah, together with the challah and the Dalaminim? Matzah is radically different because there's no din of lachem. Amra v'shvul v'tei rav yin v'shlam yam. Asya lechem lechem. Even though it doesn't say the word matzaschem, there is no such pasuk, but it does say the word lechem concerning matzah, lechem oini. And it says the word lechem in the parasha of chala. So k'siv hachal lechem oini, k'siv hosam. And k'siv hachal lechem oini, k'siv hachal lechem oini. Malahalan mishel lechem, just as by chala you need lechem, as it says b'feirish. And if Ma'aseh Sheni is excluded, so basically what the Gemara includes is, it kind of does say Matzaschem, it doesn't literally say it, but the Gemara Shava teaches me, so we can read this, I believe. There is a din of Lachem by all three of these mitzvahs, by Dalaminim, by Chala, and by Matzah. Now, again, for us, it's not going to come that often. Very rarely we're going to have an Isa of Ma'aseh Sheni. Very rarely we're going to have a Matzah of Ma'aseh Sheni. We're going to have a Lulav Esrog of Ma'aseh Sheni. And even if we do, the Rambam doesn't even pass like this Gemara. But something did come out of this Gemara, so much startling, and which may have relevance for us, not so much for Sukkot, but close for Pesach. What just came out of this Gemara is that there's a din of Lachem B'Matzah. Because before reading Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey, I wouldn't have known that. I could have learned a lot of Sukkot and Masechus talk about Matzah. I never realized there's a din of Lachem B'Matzah. But we just read it. Ma'aseh Sheni is no good. Again, assuming Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa, assuming against Reb Chaim's Pshat, because again, according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam rejected this Gemara, but assuming that Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means Kipshut, like Rav Asi thought it meant, like the Ravi thought it meant, like the Groth thought it meant, like we probably felt it means. If Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa means Kipshut, the Yitaka Na Yaitse, and the reason why not Yaitse, because it's Din of Lachem, and the source of Lachem is Lachem Lachem from Chalam. So that could potentially have some serious ramifications. And that's what the Rush picks up on in Masechus Pesachim. So we have a Rush with them. It's in the second parak in Simen Yud Ches. So comes the Rush in Simen Yud Ches. First, he just quotes the Gemara. The one is V'hoyah b'achol chim elechem. It's a little letter mem in the Rosh. It's about beginning of Semin Ches, about six, seven lines down. There's a little letter mem at the end of the line. Mashu Mechocha, says the Rosh, would appear from here. The identical sugi that we just read in Pesach Lamed appears in Pesach Daf Lamed Ches. Mashu Mechocha, the Ein Yaitzin B'matzah Gezula, says the Rosh, would appear from this sugya that you cannot be Yaitzin the mitzvah with stolen matzah. Why not? Drabbanan Yislu Shapir Gzeri Shabbah, because the Chachamim, accept this Gzeri Shabbah. The Chachamim say this Gzeri Shabbah is good. The Gzeri Shabbah Zu Mekubelas, Prek Rabbi Shmuel. Alhaim Asnisa, Dechit Masar, Vakusma, Shibol, Shul, Shibor, Elchiyam, Mechala. The Gemara has other discussions about this Gzeri Shabbah. There are other ramifications of this Gzeri Shabbah that the Gemara discusses in Masechnas Menachos. And this is an acceptable Gzeri Shabbah. The other din that we derive is Gzeri Shabbah. So when we go, Amri Allah, the Gemara, not immediately, Amri Shlach, it's just a lechem, lechem imat, it's a bachel, lechem, lechem arts, it's a bachel, lechem oni. Right? So comes the Rosh and says that this Gzeri Shabbah is not negotiable. The only reason why the Rabbanon and our Sugya, who hold them as a sheni, Momon, Hedyo, don't care too much about this Gzeri Shabbah, El Rabbanon is to the matzah, sheni, have a shalachem. Everybody agrees to the Gzeri Shabbah. Everyone agrees as a din of matzahs. Everyone agrees as a din of lachem and matzah. The whole machlekes, the name of sugi was by a sheni fall short or not. But something that does fall short, something that you would require lachem on, taka, you do need lachem. For example, gezula. If you have stolen goods, a guy has stolen matzah. He goes, breaks them someone's house and steals a shmur matzah. About gezula, the lav lachem, ilurachba. You're not yotzei. And then he goes on to bring other rayas for this idea. So I can't debate a rush. So the rush extrapolated from our sugi something. Our sugi is not really talking about this. Our sugi is not talking about matzah gezula. Our sugi is talking about matzah shel maaser sheni. And again, whether we even pass like our sugi or maaser sheni is highly questionable. But the one thing that's clear as day, says the rush from our sugi, is that there's a din of lachem b'matzah. The Gemara didn't realize it, didn't know it, didn't have a possibility. The Gemara discovered America, discovered the Gzeri Shava, lachem lachem. There is a din derayis that you have to own matzah. And therefore, the Rosh is mechadish. Once you tell me this din of lachem and matzah, then the regular din of lachem govern it. And one of the din of lachem is lamai gezula. I think that's the name of our parak, not mistaken, hulv ha-gozel. So hulv ha-gozel is not good for two reasons. Either because mitzvah b'vei, we spoke about this last year at great length around this time, or it's not called lachem. The davar gozel is not called lachem. So comes the Rosh and says, matzah gezula would not be yaitz. It's not called lachem. It's not called matzah. But then the Rosh makes somewhat of a controversial statement. Let's get down a little bit to the last wooden line is Bechein, just a couple of lines down. Bechein Kosova Rambam says the Rosh that comes the Rosh and says, and this is clearly Shittas Rambam as well. The Rambam buys into this as well. They're not Yaitzev Matzik Zula. The Rambam Shepe Feirish. You're not Yaitzev Matzik Zula. Baruch Hashem says the Rosh. The Mechav into the Rambam Shita. That I'm claiming you're not Yetzay, I've arrived from the Gemara, you're not Yetzay, and the Rambam says the same thing. The Rabbi say, we're going to take up the Rosh's challenge. We're actually going to look up this Rambam. Those who have Zmanim, so the Rambam and Zmanim, who's coming to Matzah. Let's take a look and see what the Rambam says, what doesn't say. So let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Vav. Halacha Zayin. Okay, Hilchos Chametz to Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin. I have to give this tonight. I had to switch my location. I had to give the shiur in a different room in the house or something. So I'm giving the. Some of you may notice a different background. I'm going to pause, look at my background every week. So I'm sitting literally at my table, my Shabbos and Yom Tov table. So as I'm talking about this where I'm in Yetzir Chilas Matzah. This is my makom for Chilas Matzah. So it's an extra special chizik. If I'd move 2 feet and open the door and move 2 feet out, I'd be Chamisha Asch, Chamisha Asch, I'd be in my sukkah. So comes the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, and says, Ein Adam Yetzir Dechavasa Bechilas Matzah Sheyasur Alay. Says the Rambam, opening the halacha, that you're not Yetzir Matzah with Matzah that's prohibited to you. Kigom. She'achla Tevel, if you ate Matzah that Tumas and Matzah weren't taken off it properly. Oh, Maaser Rishon, Shalom, you know, Trumasai. Or if you have Maaser Rishon that you didn't take off the proper Trumas Maaser from. Oh, Shagazla. Or if you stole it, you wouldn't be Yaitse Matzah, any of the above, neither for Tevel, nor for Quasi Tevel, nor for Gezela, All the above, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. I mean, from the Rambam's on my side. The matzah gzula is no good. What do I say? I'll leave you to judge. Did the Rambam say what the Rosh just said he said? He said the result, but he didn't say anywhere, shape, or form the same reason. Why did the Rosh say you're not yotzei? The Rosh said you're not yotzei because it's not called lachem. The Rosh made a whole tumult out of this Gemara. Is it din of lachem, lachem, lachem? Everything depends on lachem, matzaschem, lachem, lachem, all gzeru shava. So therefore, the Rosh said, Rabbi Zohar, you're not yotzei matzik zula. Yeah, the Rambam also said you're not yotzei matzik zula for a legitimate different reason. What's the reason? He didn't say a word about lachem. He lumped it together with tevel. What does tevel do with lachem? Hash, just the Rambam sheet is you're not yotzei with matzik zula for another reason. You know why? Three magic words back to last year. It's above yavera. You didn't have Avera. You stole the matzah and you eat the eating the goods. You're eating the devil. You're violating Yisurim. B'shaschilas matzah. You can't be Yitzvah. That's what's above Avera. So the Rosh is really a pella. A pella that Tzachim Gogol. The Helig words of the Rosh. We question the Helig Rosh. This pella on the Rosh. The Rosh is being a riot from the Rambam. But there's a din of Lachem. But the Rambam doesn't say there's a din of Lachem. The Rambam says you're not Yitzvah. But the Mashmal to Rambam for a totally different reason. Doesn't say, who doesn't say a word about Lachem. And if anything, he lumps it together with Tevel, which is Lagamri, a different story. But it's a little bit of a pell on the Rosh. Where Rabbi said, which just emanates now from the Sugya, is something else startling. Again, we're learning primarily a Sugya about Lulav, but so far Lulav is branched out to Maisa Sheni, and now it's branching out to Matzah, because the Rosh saw something big in this Sugya, that there's Din of Lachem by Matzah, and the Rambam, believe it or not, is ignoring the Din of Lachem. According to the Rambam, there's no Din of Lachem by Matzah. If the Rambam really believed those din of lachem and matzah, he should have said it, he should have quoted it, and he should have said, you're not yotzei, because it's not lachem. But the fact that the Rambam was necessitated lumping together matzah gzula with matzah shotevel, zevin for though, you see from here, the Rambam held that there is no din of lachem and matzah. There never was. I am Gemara, and Gemara says beferush. Well, guess what? What have we already seen in this sugi about the Rambam's taking this Gemara? This sugi shalek halacha mitchil yatzayf. The Rambam was not geirut, and I don't mean literally not geirut. The Rambam said this sugi is not accepted. This sugi shalek halacha. The Rambam had a lot of reasons why the Rambam felt that there are other sugis in Shas that contradict this sugi. A lot of reasons. A lot of rayas. So the Rambam negated this whole sugi. There were so many things that emanated from this sugi. The whole shtickel Torah that my shen mam gavah means pshuto. It's literally not yours. The Rambam said, forget about it. We don't pass it. The whole Shtukot Torah, the Rosh is saying from the Sugya, there's a din of Lachem by Matzah, the Ram saying, forget it, but we don't pass it. It's nice to say it's true, the Ram passes Kibi Yetzir, it's still a Matzah, but not because of a lack of Lachem. There never was, never is, never will be a din of Lachem by Matzah. It's very enough Kameen at the end of the day, what do we want from the Hilgir Rosh? At the end of the day, not Yetzir, very enough Kameen, when the Ram's right, the Rosh is right, at the end of the day, not Yetzir, with Matzah Gezula. So why do we make such a tumult as to what the reason is? Who cares whether it's a Chisar of Lachem or Chisar of Mitzvah of Yavera? For it's a huge nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina. We know, going back to Lulav, Lulav Gozel is no good, Lulav Shol is no good. You can't be yotzei with a borrowed Lulav. Can you be yotzei with borrowed matzah? It's not yours, but it's not stolen. It's somewhere in the middle. Can you be yotzei in the midst of matzah with matzah? That's borrowed, so to speak. A matzah she'ula. So l'chora. No one should get nervous. Everyone's yotzei matzah. Trust me, at the end, I'll tell you why you're yotzei. But l'charish is the bet. If you hold that the chisaron of matzah gezula is because it's not a dinner, because it's not lachem, so it should be patterned after the din of balaminim. Same, you're not yotzei with a lulav a shol. You're not yotzei with matzah shul either. If it's if the reason why you're not yotzei with matzah gezula is because the Rambam, because we're forgetting about this Gemara. We're not passing this Gemara. We passed it. Never was, never is, never will be a din of lachem and matzah. It's just a quirk of mitzvah above Yavera. Why should that have any impact on a borrowed? He has to get a piece of matzah, borrowing a matzah. So l'chora, one can argue that it'll chap such a nafkamina. The problem is, it's almost impossible to construct such a nafkamina because what do the words mean? What do you mean, can I borrow some matzah, please? I mean, pardon the, you know, the description, I'm going to borrow it, eat it, and then return it. I mean, we hope that'll be another shout. Who knows, God knows, man, where you're not yotzei if you throw up the matzah. We don't want to talk about that. You're not returning the matzah. It's a farce. It's a joke. When I ask you, can I please borrow your car? I'm planning on returning the car. When I ask you, can I please borrow your lulav? I'm planning on returning the lulav. So the lulav is not lochem. When I'm asking you, can I please borrow a piece of matzah? maybe I'll give you a piece of matzah back, a different piece. I'm not giving you this piece of matzah. That I'm borrowing it for keeps. You know, in English, it's a little trick because the word borrow in English has two meanings, which are not really the same. In English, you say, I'm going to borrow money, and I say, I'm going to borrow your car. In halacha, you would never say that. In halacha, you're shoel the car, and you're love money. You could be love food also. It's kaskal, sitlam, and nesh, marbis, sitlam, lechlecha. I can lend you food. Let's say, if I lend you a piece of bread, and I'm getting, you're going to pay me back on a piece of bread, that's a halva, that's not a she'ela. She'ela by definition means when the cheft itself is going to return. So it's a little bit muddled to create a scenario of a borrowed piece of matzah. That's why the Mishnebura is not even nochas l'kach. Mishnebura doesn't even address this issue. Nochas matzah, Mishnebura writes, if you go to somebody's house as a guest and you sit down by the Seder and he gives you a piece of matzah, it's your matzah. Of course it's your matzah. It's the Shaila. He's giving it to you as a gift. Of course it's your matzah. So in theory, in Lomdus, there should be a machlokes Ram and the Rosh for the Tzibit Bais. At the end of the day, it's a moot point, says Mishnebura. But not everyone's so comfortable with that. There's some Acharonim who say that lo pashut. Some Acharonim say that maybe if you go to somebody's house, they give you a piece of matzah, maybe it would be kedai for them to formally be mocked to you the matzah. They should literally give it to you as a gift. So there are some who are mocked as Achumtana. Some have such a hiddur that if they didn't personally pay for the matzahs, so they'll insist on making a formal kinyan had bow on the box of matzahs before the yotzei at the seder. There is such a chumrah floating around certain circles. Again, it's most probably not necessary altogether. The whole owning of the matzah is very, very shaky. Machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. And even outside of there is a din of owning a matzah, it's not so clear that that concept, even with carryover, would even spill over here as well. Any ramifications whatsoever. So at the end of the day, we have a sugya here that talks about three different areas of halacha. And the common denominator in all three, at least according to this sugya, is that there's a din of lochem. Two of them explicit, challah and matzah explicit. I'm sorry, challah and esrog explicit, matzah a little bit less explicit. There's a din of lochem. And therefore, ma'aseh sheni, lamandiyam, ma'aseh mevo would not be acceptable. We saw two different points that the Rambam negates in the sugya. Two different things the Rambam goes up head on against this gemara. One is that the Rambam passes ma'aseh sheni mevo and still lets you be yotzei all three. So that we have to go on to a chaim's bia with all the questions, controversy, swirling around that. And then the other thing that came clear out of the Gemara, what the Rosh said, is that there's a din of lachem when it comes to dalaminim. There's a din when it comes to matzah. There's a din of lachem, and that's the reason why matzah zul is no good. And we said the Rambam may agree that matzah zul is no good, but probably not for that. Okay, so I think we can see him on this. So I apologize. I didn't realize. I think we were supposed to start tonight at 9. Was that right? I feel bad. I was still. We were supposed to start at 9:15. I wasn't even sure what time we were supposed to start.